I was in Washington State, spending several days backpacking through the national parks. I was already about 20 miles out from the nearest road, and for the first 2 days, I hadn't run into a single person. It was the beginning of fall, so the weather was a bit colder than most people would be okay with, but I had all the necessary equipment. Anyway, in the morning, I got up and made a quick coffee over my pocket stove, then headed out to the next campsite. It was 6 miles out, which in the mountains is a pretty far hike. 4 hours into this walk, though, I suddenly heard footsteps ahead of me. I looked up and saw a man walking along the trail, going the opposite way as me. I wasn't really expecting to see anyone, but I smiled and nodded as he passed by. But I noticed something really strange. He had no backpack, no water bottle, literally nothing. He was just wearing a long-sleeved t-shirt and some old hiking pants. I even turned around to get another look at him because I was so confused. When I did, though, he happened to also glance back at me, so to keep things from being weird, I just turned back around and continued walking. After getting some distance, I kind of forgot about it. I think I came up with some idea that he had a campsite nearby and was just going for a walk, but I also knew that no established camps were anywhere near there. Whatever the case, I didn't find it worth thinking on too much. The next several hours were difficult, but eventually I made it to my campsite. It was empty, with just one small spot for my tent to go on. It wasn't as great as I was hoping, though. The view was supposed to be a lot better, but from the actual campsite, there wasn't really any view at all. It was kind of covered up by all the trees. The whole campsite really just felt like it was in the middle of a forest, rather than on a mountaintop. I was rightfully exhausted, though, and went straight away to setting up my tent, and then relaxing while watching the sunset. As I sat there, I randomly heard a shuffling sound behind me. I turned and was completely stunned to see that same man I'd run into earlier. He still had no backpack or anything, but even more confusing was why he was at this campsite. He was walking in the complete opposite direction when I last saw him, and for him to get here now, he must have turned around pretty soon after running into me. As he walked up to the campsite, he didn't look at me, like he was purposefully pretending that I wasn't there, or that he couldn't see me. He went up to the other side of this small area we were in, and he sat down. No tent, no sleeping bag, no anything. Just sitting on the dirt and looking out into the forest. He was only 15 or so feet from me, but with him looking away, I was able to get a much better look at him. The man looked like he was in his late 30s and had a short scruffy beard with short brown hair. I couldn't help but feel really uneasy. Nothing about this was natural, and as the sun continued to set, it only made me feel even more unsafe. Who was this guy? And what the hell was he doing 25 miles out in the forest with no shelter or food or water? About 30 minutes passed, and he still didn't move. I decided, though, that I couldn't stay there. I had nowhere else to really go, but I figured I just had to find some random spot and make sure he didn't follow me. I began taking down my tent and packing up. And it was only then that the man looked over at me. And once he did, he never looked away. Every time I looked at him, he was staring right at me. Once I got everything stashed in my backpack, I saw in the corner of my eye that the man stood up. I began walking as fast as I could, hearing his footsteps following close behind me. I clutched my small knife tightly in my hands, unsure what was going to happen. After a minute, I looked back a few times, seeing him still following, but getting further away. Then I took a risk. I veered off the trail and into the woods. It was pitch black by now, so I hoped he didn't see me and would just keep walking. Once I was maybe 20 feet into the woods, I leaned out behind a tree and waited. 30 seconds later, his footsteps came down the trail, but just as he was about to pass by, he stopped. I watched his figure in the dark, looking around as if he knew I wasn't on the trail anymore. Then he started yelling. He was trying to sound friendly, too, which made it even more disturbing. After 2 minutes, though, he stopped yelling, but instead of going back to the campsite, he walked straight into the woods on the other side of the trail. His figure disappeared, and the woods fell silent. I must have waited there for over an hour before finally getting up and making my way back. I forced my body to push through and skip the next campsite, just to be safe. When I was back in town, I put in a report with the local police office. They never followed up with me, though. I don't know if that man was living out there, or was trying to rob or kidnap people, or maybe even both, but I'm lucky to have gotten away when I did. This was just over 2 years ago. My name is Jake, and before this, I had no camping experience whatsoever. I really wanted to get into it, though, and the only way to get into it is to go out and do it. So this was my first camping trip. I chose a campground 2 hours away from my city. It was one that seemed like it wouldn't be too crowded, but also I wouldn't be completely alone, which I thought would be ideal for my first time. I drove up there and arrived at the trailhead around noon, then hiked for another few hours before getting to the campground. There were a few park-style benches and a couple ground-mounted barbecue grills around the site. A few short trails split off and went to smaller campsites where some other people had tents set up. I went down one of these trails and put my things down, then spent the next hour getting my tent set up correctly and making sure everything was working properly. By then, a few people were in the middle area, using the grills and chatting. I'm not a super social guy, so I didn't feel comfortable inserting myself into the group, but a half hour later, a guy walked down to where I was set up and invited me to hang with them. It was a nice gesture, and he seemed cool enough, so I went with it. I followed him up and met a few of the others that were camping here. Everyone was cool, so I hung around for another hour, but after that, some people split ways. I said goodnight to everyone and headed back to my tent as well. It was probably around 7, so just an hour left of sunlight, when TJ, the guy from earlier, came walking back to my tent. For reference, he was around my age, like mid to late 20s. When he came over, he asked if I'd ever been to this area before. I said no, and then he asked if I knew about the lake that was nearby. I said no again, and he immediately started telling me about this amazing hidden lake that nobody knew about, and how it was a super cool spot, and that he was gonna head there if I wanted to tag along. Again, it seemed like a friendly gesture, and honestly, I was super intrigued. I tossed my stuff back into my tent and left everything there, then followed him. He said it was a 10-ish minute walk through the woods, so we definitely had enough time before sunset. From the campsite, we followed this really thin footpath through the trees. It wasn't a defined trail at all, but it looked like it had at least been used a few times before. 10 minutes passed, though, and there was no lake in sight. TJ also got weirdly quiet. Before, he was very talkative and charismatic, and now he was suddenly giving one-word responses. He also kept looking out at the sunset, and while he could have just been trying to make sure we had time, something in me felt like he was doing the opposite. Like he was waiting for the sun to go down. After 20 minutes of walking, I started putting some distance between us. I wasn't so sure anymore about what this was, but I could feel my adrenaline kicking in, so I guess my body knew. The sun was just barely lighting up thin rows of light through the trees, and it felt like the forest was so quiet all of a sudden. When I thought I had a chance, I turned and tried to quietly run back the way we came, but he immediately noticed. He called out once in a nicer tone, as if still in character as my friend, but then he quickly turned to frustrated yelling as I could hear him sprinting behind me. There was probably an entire minute of him yelling and chasing me through the woods before I could hear his steps slowing down. Then I heard a loud metallic thump right behind me. I looked back for a split second, seeing what looked like a knife ricocheting off a tree a few feet from me. I guess it was his last-ditch effort to stop me. After that, I lost him. I got back to the others and tried to tell them what happened, and one of them called the police for me. TJ, or whoever he was, never came back. In fact, everyone said he was already at the campsite when they got there, and after a bit of looking, he didn't even have a tent anywhere. He probably targeted me though, because I was alone, and he knew I hadn't had much hiking or camping experience. Thankfully, I didn't have to find out what he had intended for that night though, because if I had, I probably wouldn't be here. I was spending a couple weeks in Montana last year. I had a camper I was living out of, set up on the back of my truck, so I was usually parking on campgrounds or wherever there was public land. This was one of my last days, so I had to start heading back from the direction I came. Unfortunately, I had a bit of trouble with my truck that day, and it took most of the day to fix. So by the time the sun was setting, I'd barely made any progress on my drive. I got a coffee from a gas station and decided to go at least for 2 more hours, then find somewhere to camp out the night. Over the next little bit that I was driving, the road cleared up and was pretty much all to myself. I used an app to find the nearest place I could camp at, and I found a spot that was just off the road on public land. When I got to the turn, it was a thin dirt path that went about a quarter mile into the woods. At the end was a small grass circle surrounded by the woods and nothing else. It was vacant of any other campers. I parked on the end of the circle, facing the exit, then walked around to the camper and got in. I think it was probably 11 or 12 by then, and I was just about ready to fall asleep as soon as I laid down. Only a minute or so later though, a beam of light shined through the edges of the privacy screen that I had on my windows. I sat up and lifted the corner just enough so I could see out the window. Someone else's headlights were coming down the path. As they got closer and up to the end of the path, they slowed to a stop. It looked like they saw me and maybe didn't want to camp at the same spot, but instead of turning around, they just stayed there, on the end of the path. I could see that it was a truck, pretty old looking, with rust all over their front bumper, but the headlights were too bright to see much of anything else. Since they were still on the path, too, their truck was facing directly at me and blocking the whole way out. Something about this felt off. It was just a gut feeling, I guess. But after a few minutes of them sitting there, I knew I wasn't going to be able to sleep here. I folded up my bed and got up. Before I could leave the camper and get into my truck though, one of their doors opened. I looked back out the window. They had turned their headlights off, and two men were standing outside in the dark. They began walking toward my camper, and I could only see the outline of something in their hands. I covered the window again and listened to their footsteps approaching. They were trying to be quiet, carefully walking around my truck, until they both suddenly stopped. It was like they suddenly knew somehow that I was awake.
"Hey, can you help us? We're just in need of some directions. Can you open up?"
I was terrified now, and from their voice, I think they were drunk or something, so I had no idea what they were capable of. I snuck a look out one of the windows, and could see one of them right up against my truck, holding a type of crowbar, sledgehammer, or something similar. That confirmed their bad intentions, but I still had no way to leave without getting out of my camper and into my truck. One of them walked up to the door, scraping something against it and pressing into it, definitely trying to pop it open. I don't know why I was still trying to be quiet, as if they didn't know I was inside, but I put my legs against the door, trying to hold it in place. Then, completely out of nowhere, there was a gunshot. Not from the men, though. It was from farther out in the woods that were surrounding the area. Both men stopped for a moment, then sprinted back to their truck. Within 30 seconds, they were gone. I still had no idea what that was, but I knew if I was going to leave, now was my best chance. I fled from the camper and straight into the truck. I did a quick glance around as I started it up, but didn't see anyone in the woods that had fired their gun. I drove down the path and onto the main road, stopping an hour later at a relatively busy truck stop. What really happened back there is up for debate. Honestly, I think that by some miracle, a hunter or someone camping had been close by and saw what was happening, so they fired a warning shot to save me. Considering how remote I was, though, it's just so unlikely that I can't say for sure, but it's really the only thing I can think of. If not for it, though, my truck and camper would probably be anonymously listed on Craigslist right now, and I probably never would have been seen again.